We're joined by a couple of special guests. We'll start here after their biggest win of the season to date, as Pella will knock off Des Moines Christian 48-46, here with Madison Egg, who I talked to just before the winter break. Obviously, there's been a lot of tough losses for this team, maybe no more worse than the last week. But you come back here again tonight, and you're finally able to get one of these big, close games. Your thoughts about what it meant to finally knock off a ranked team and show just how good this team really is.
Yeah, it was just super special, and we were able to come in there and hit shots and just play with a really good team and compete, and I think that just made the win just so much more special, and it was just fun to enjoy it together and be able to execute on those shots and the plays.
What's going through your mind throughout this course of the season? And I don't want to, you know, kind of beat the dead horse here, but all six of your losses, you're in every single one of those games. At one point, you had a lead in all six of those games. You know, what was going through everybody's mind, and how, as a senior leader, were you trying to keep spirits up knowing that you were good enough to get one of these games?
It was frustrating, and it was hard because we knew that we had the potential and we knew that we had the ability to get that, but we just couldn't finish and execute. And so that was really hard, but just it was really important to encourage everybody and just keep that positive environment and keep coming back and keep giving 100% effort and just working really hard, and we knew we would get the win eventually.
How big was it even just to have Saturday's game against the PCM team, where obviously you don't take anything for granted, but you knew you guys could win? You come out of the gate super fast, and it seemed like you were able to shake off some of that, because just the night before you lose to Pella Christian in a tough one. How big was that for you guys?
That was super important for us, I think, because coming into this game, we had Saturday under our belt where we had a positive environment. We had a really great game, and we were able to execute and finish and pull out a big win. So I think that was super important for mentally and emotionally being just positive and ready to go tonight.
And now you enter back in this Little Hawkeye Conference where you had a lot of these heartbreaking losses, and you have Indianola, who is one of those early ones. As you enter into the second half of the season, what's the mindset, and what are the little things that you hope that you've learned now that you can maybe steal a few more of these big wins against ranked teams?
I think our mindset really is make it count and really kind of buy into our theme and be able to just execute on those shots, on the little things, the boxing out, the getting every rebound, every loose ball. Those things become really important, especially now in the second half of the season, so we're really looking forward to that, and we hope that we can come out with and go out with a bang. So,
Madison Egg, congratulations on a big win, and look forward to the second half of the season.
Thank you.
We are joined by the game-winning shot maker, Faith Deers, who had all six of her points in the fourth quarter against Des Moines Christian in a big win. Faith, this has obviously been a really frustrating run for your team. You've lost a lot of games, especially last week that you had a chance to win. How big was this one to finally beat a ranked team, a really, really good team, and to walk away with a victory?
Yeah, the past few weeks have been really frustrating. Just like we haven't been able to finish out through all four quarters, and we just, especially games that we really wanted. And so this game really just meant a lot. Like, our team can do, we can beat teams, and we can finish through. We just got to keep that motivation.
Take me through that last possession, because Kylie had an enormous block on the other side, took away a putback chance for Des Moines Christian to lead it. What was going through your mind as you got the ball in the center of the lane? It was kind of a loose ball almost situation, and how were you able to recover and make that shot?
Oh, yeah, okay. So I was just like, okay, it's the end of the game. I just got to do everything I can. You know, we want this game so bad. It's all tied up. And I just remember coming to get the pass, and I was like, there's like 2 seconds left. I just got to drive in. And I was a little like, I knew I had her beat. I knew I had the girl beat, but the two girls were there on defense. And so I just like nice and easy on the shot, got to use the backboard, and it's going in. I had confidence in myself.
Well, and how hard is it, though, to have confidence knowing that you have to kind of come up with it, because your girls have had so many chances? I imagine it just felt so good to see that ball finally drop through.
Yeah. You know, I just, like, I knew coming into the fourth quarter, I knew, like, okay, this is our game. We got this. We're going to finish it out. I'm, like, Anna kind of got me motivated. Like, we need this, girls. And I knew, I kind of had a feeling that there was just going to be a big shot, and turns out I hit it, I guess. But yeah, it's all on the team. Just every shot leads up to that final Yeah.
The final moment.
Final moment.
It's a big one for you. And Faith, I just asked Madison a similar question. How big is it to get this one in under your belt and now heading back to see the Little Hawkeye Conference one more time? You had a lot of wins that you lost against quality teams. You have a big opportunity Friday. What's the mindset now heading into the second half of the season?
Oh, it's just so refreshing. Like, our team, like, I think it just gave us so much more confidence. Going into Indianola, like, they're a really good team, but we can put the pieces together, and if we get on, we're just we can start out strong in the first half, and then we can finish it out. So I think we have a lot of confidence going in Friday now.
Faith Dears, congratulations on a big win. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.